I'm now in the HQ of French Radio London, and I'm sitting with Olivier Geoffry, who presents the morning programme. Olivier, how long have you been here, and why did you come to Britain?
I've been in the UK, in London specifically, since 2003, so 9 years almost now. It was in September 2003. And I was in Paris before, I just wanted to go abroad. And I had the opportunity, thanks to friends, and thanks to the fact that London is, firstly, the fifth city of France, and very close to Paris as well, I decided to come over to London.
And how would you gauge the atmosphere here? Is there much apprehension, excitement about the French elections? Are people following it closely?
I think there's both. It depends who you want to vote for, really. I think there's more and more excitement, indeed, because we are more and more close to it as well. It's almost in a few weeks, so... And politics are starting to come over here as well. I remember Sarkozy doing it in 2007.
Did François you go and see him then?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I didn't manage to at the time. François Hollande is here today. Mm. So we had Alain Juppé, I think it was, a few weeks ago maybe. But yeah, it's more and more exciting for all French people, or maybe French fans as well, actually, in London, I think, yeah.
What are the main concerns that you have about this election? What are your main priorities in terms of deciding who to vote for?
I think one of the main concerns would be for me to, whoever is in charge, not having at last a kind of continuity. Because we need it, definitely. We need someone who is here long enough to change the things that are not okay in the country. And 5 years is really short. 10 years would be okay, but do we want that as well? That's, it depends who is it.
Do you think Sarkozy has had the chance to drive through his agenda? Because he was very ambitious when he came in 2007. Mm-hmm. He said he was going to make a rupture with the past, that he was going to change France so that all of you over here could go back home with no fear.
Yeah, we didn't. As they all said that, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's fair enough, it's a campaign. But I think he did a few things. Pensions, for instance. Mm-hmm. I think it's not enough. I think he could do more because if he's re-elected, which is not done yet by far, that will be the last time. So he will have 5 years, whatever happens, almost to do things, really. Mm. And I think, I can't see any other candidate for France right now.
Hollande has not got your vote then?
No, he won't. I'm not sure he cares, but he won't. Because... I mean, the Socialist Party in France is very old-fashioned for me. When you compare here or in the US we call the Left Party, it's very, very different. It's Social Democrat. You can't compare Obama with Hollande, for instance. It's very, very different. Or Blair. Mm-hmm. I remember Blair coming to France a few years ago. The left party of France refused to invite him. The right party did. So he came to see the right party. That's a very good sign, I think. For that, if we go back to the left party, I think we will go back indeed in time. Maybe I'm wrong.
You mentioned to me earlier that you were slightly aghast to hear his Hollande's proposals on tax yesterday.
Yeah, I think, first of all, I think it's ridiculous, and I think it's a very campaign thing. I'm even not sure it's feasible somewhere. Mm-hmm. And we would become, again, the most taxed country of the world, maybe. And, I mean, we need rich people in France as well, and I think they will leave if we do that.
What circumstances, under which circumstances, would you think of going back to France? Or are you here to stay?
I'm here to stay a few years, definitely. I think we will go back because I have a family now here with a French partner and obviously a French daughter as well. So I think at one point you go back to your country. But not now and not as long as we have enough opportunities here.
Olivier, thanks very much.